Robert Ludlum, the best-selling espionage novelist, died yesterday at the age of 73. Conspiracies, secret governments, terrorists, and spies were the stuff of his novels. He liked to keep his readers in suspense. Book critic John Leonard once wrote, "Ludlum tells his story like a man who must get it done before the house burns down around us. I sprain my wrists turning his pages." Ludlum's novels include The Bourne Identity, The Parsifal Mosaic, The Holcroft Covenant, and The Icarus Agenda. I spoke with Robert Ludlum in 1988.
Now, you know, there's American and British traditions of espionage writing. Do you think there are any differences between the way Americans like yourself and the way the British writers like Le Carré write about the subject, write the genre?
Yeah, I think there's a difference. I think that they can be more obviously cerebral than some of the American writers of the genre that I have been identified with. Cerebral in the sense of introspection. I try to show introspection without really talking about it that much. But they have their doubts, their self-doubts are expressed more voluminously than I do. I try to do it in quick brushstrokes, so that you see the pain through the introspection. Because I think if somebody is that introspective, he wouldn't be in the business he's in. And that's why I do it my way.
Do you have inside sources that you cultivate in the CIA or in government who give you interesting information?
Oh, yeah, there's Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. And, no, not really. I must say that several people I went to college with have ended up in Allied intelligence circles, and they still remain great friends of mine. I've never asked them, nor would they violate anything, but sometimes if I'll call them up to just say, "Hey, blank, what do you think about so-and-so?" And if they laugh too hard, then I figure I'm getting near a target, but that's about it. I know. It's mainly imagination.
I read in one place that you ran away from home at the age of 14 to join the Marines, to lie about your age and join the Marines. And another place I read that at the age of 14 you ran away to be in the theater. I'm not sure if either of those things are true.
Well,
so maybe
there's a grain of truth in all of it. But, you know, it's like today everybody says what a successful actor I was. Well, that is totally nonsense. I mean, I barely survived as an actor. But it's true. I did not run away from home. I left home. And I left home originally to go on the stage. I was in Junior Miss and Janie in the Chicago, New York companies. And it's true that I did not join the Marines then. What I did was I tried to enlist in the Royal Canadian Air Force. And I was using another name. I was using the name of Holmes because anyway, I used the name of Holmes, and I was in the recruitment center in Toronto. I'd left the show and had my understudy take over. And by that time, there was word out on me, and somebody shouted out, "Ludlum?" I said, "Yes, no, out." That was the end of my career in the RCAF. I did, however, the next year, I went back to school, and I did, however, the next year, enlist in the Marines. I think it was on the day before my 17th birthday or something like that. I was in prep school and simply decided that, you know, everybody else was winning the war, why can't I? And so I joined the Marines.
So did you see much action?
No. I don't go into that. I was in the South Pacific, but in such a minor way compared to other people, I don't even, you know, don't go into it. It's silly.
Well, you mentioned before that you started your career as an actor, and I must say you really have a terrific voice. What kind of roles did you play when you were acting?
I either played homicidal killers or lawyers, and I've always thought there was a very definite connection. I was the guy that sent Siobhan McKenna to the stake in St. Joan, and he was a lawyer, of course. And then the next show I did on television, I can't even remember the name of the show now, but I think I was considered schizophrenic, paranoid, dangerous, and I'm not sure I was electrocuted, but I certainly should have been. I think both for the acting and the role, but nevertheless, it was.
Now, you did commercial voiceovers for a while, too, right?
Yeah, I know. It's morally one step below theft, but when you have a couple of kids in college, it doesn't hurt.
What kind of commercials did you do the voicing for?
Well, let's see. You know, there's so many that you do, and there's so many that you try out for. You're never quite sure. I do know that I was the voice of Braniff Airlines. You remember, you'll like flying Braniff style. And then, of course, there was the one years ago. I think I did it. I'm not sure, but should a gentleman offer a lady a tipperillo? And then, of course, there was the plunge works fast. Let's not go into that. But no, it was thanks to a lovely agent. You know, people kept saying to me when I was an actor, boy, you'd make a terrific producer. And I got the message, you know, get off the stage. And so I did and became a producer. But when I did make the switch to, and when I decided I really wanted to spend full time as a writer, to which my wife, who's a superb actress, thought she won. She immediately thought she'd have to go back to work. She said, well, you're 40 years of age, Robert, and you might as well try it now, no matter how impoverished we may be. But I did have the voiceovers going, and I'm eternally grateful for it.
So when you dropped acting at age 40, what made you think you could actually write?
Well, I've been writing. I've been a closet writer for years. When I was coming back from the South Pacific, I wrote a book that I'm afraid on discharge, myself and several friends over-imbibed at the Top of the Mark in San Francisco, and I lost an 800-page manuscript. And to this day, I say to people, they say, my God, you really lost a manuscript like that size? And I always say, yeah, you never remembered Naked and the Dead? I don't think Norman really appreciates that story, but it's true.
Why did you want to write international thrillers? Why did you start with that?
I didn't really start thinking I'm going to do that. And to this day, I don't label myself. I think I write suspense fiction. But then, you know, so is the Iliad and the Odyssey. I think it probably comes from the theater. Suspense. If you don't want to know what happens in Act Two after Act One, your play's going to close, and you're going to be on the unemployment line next Monday. And my unemployment number was 1344. I'll never forget it. So I think that idea of suspense comes from a theatrical background, from the theatrical experience.
Well, speaking of your theatrical experience, were you able to use acting in character development, since you knew about what it meant to get inside a character and how a character needed to be developed?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think so particularly, you know, consciously. I think that's just part of where I come from. If you're going to try to get inside the head of somebody, I suppose you act it out in your imagination. I mean, I don't go around shouting Arabic or something like that, or Hebrew, when I'm trying to describe something in the Middle East. But yeah, you try to get in the heads of people, and you try to use the only tool you've got, which is imagination.
Novelist Robert Ludlum, recorded in 1988. He died yesterday at the age of 73.